Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Curry down the right side. Warriors have a chance. Down two. Curry off the screen. Gets Zubac. Backs up. Double. Finds Payton. Payton inside Draymond. Goes up and lays it. He missed the layup. He tried to get a foul call and missed the layup.
Bay Area is Draymond Green. And you're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Did they just lay it in next time?
I mean,
it's right there.
He's trying to draw it.
I felt like Happy Gilmore. I'm like, tap it in.
That's a four.
Tap it. Just lay it in. We need to go find some other body to run into. Just lay it in.
You know what?
And the game is tied.
That movie, 1996.
Don't say
no,
it.
It's too late. Grandy, you were born in 97?
96.
Yeah.
I heard they're coming out with another
they
one.
They are.
Did
the
you
trailer's
know that?
Out.
What year, like what month? You don't have to give me your full birth date and your social, although it'd be cool if you did.
May, next month.
All right, so this movie came out 3 months before you were born. So, and I love the reference, just tap it in. And it's a classic, and I'm sure you've seen it, Grandy.
Oh, of course.
Because you're a sports fan, and it's a sports movie, but... I had to Google it real quick. 96, bro.
They're going
to
bring that thing back 30 years later.
Wouldn't.
No, but they are. It's done.
I know.
That thing's been made. And yeah, it'll probably be awful.
Trailer looks pretty rough.
Yeah, but whatever. Still going to see it.
Like sports movies that have been remade, and I'm just thinking about...
30 years later?
Well, The Longest Yard with Burt Reynolds was a classic.
But
I think I broke
his
freaking neck.
But that was a straight remake, wasn't it?
Yeah, this is a sequel?
This is a sequel. This isn't a remake.
Okay.
Like, Adam Sandler's in it again.
Because Bad News Bears was a remake.
Right.
Where they just ran that thing back.
No, this is a sequel.
Okay.
Like, we're picking it up. I imagine his grandma has passed away by now.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't want to be
spoiler alert.
Morbid, but she was in a convalescent home 30 years ago.
Yeah. Modern medicine.
How many people move in there and hang out for 30 years?
Yeah, I mean,
we'll see. I don't know where the story picks up. I don't know. But yeah, Adam's in this thing again.
Yeah. But to your point, Draymond Green, just tap it in.
I mean,
you could see him in the moment thinking, oh, I'm going to throw half my body into the defender and I'm going to get an and one. I'm going to flex. I'm going to flex on these Clippers and I'm going to get a free throw. And then, And I give him credit in the post game where he's like, yeah.
I smoked it. Yeah.
I smoked it. I smoked the layup. And he also mentioned that, GP2 with a great pass, and I smoked the layup. And he talked about another play that was made that they actually didn't make. And so, yeah, that's the ball game.
We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. We got tickets. Now, be with us from 4. We call it Know the Show. So between 4 and 5:30, something happens that we're going to ask you about after 5:30, but you got to know it. And so if you're one of those people that's going to know it, and you have the phone number, which I am, for the love of God, not giving out to you right now. I'll give it to you later. But the contest line, for those of you who know what the contest line is, and I'll give it to you again. But you be caller one with the right answer, you're going to the game tomorrow night. And that's going to be an environment. That is going to be an environment.
Let's How was the environment last night? Just
amazing.
Real quick.
It was actually.
Because you were there with friends and family.
Yeah, I was there. All of them.
Yeah. And people you didn't
I was
even
there,
know.
I mean, was there with 433 of my closest friends.
You were. And I was actually watching on my laptop. I had the Masters on the big screen. And, you know, my Rory bet 6-1. It was a small amount to win. An also small amount. And I'm thinking, oh my God, I've never had to worry this much over a, whatever, $175 win. And I'm watching the Masters thinking, I want him to like make 17 straight double bogeys so I can not worry about this.
Yeah.
Because I'm worried about this on my laptop. And it's, you know, Warriors up 4, down 3, up 2, down 5, oh, up man. 6, down 1. And I'm like, ooh. So I'm looking up, I'm looking down, I'm looking up, I'm looking down, and I'm thinking, my guy, my partner is at this game.
In there.
And he's probably not like two screen gripping.
No.
But he's probably so like into this.
Because
this thing
was
amazing.
My son was. My 18-year-old Abe, who is a huge, huge golfer. And good luck with the match today. On the off chance that you might be listening on your way out there. Probably not. But anyway, he was phone diving the whole time. Dad, Rory's in the woods on the right. Dad.
Dude.
And I'm just like, bro, Warriors Clippers. I don't know if you know. You're here.
You're here.
You're in the building. Like,
and he's there.
There's a game going on down there.
A great game.
Anyway, the energy was amazing. And I know that there are certain places in the country who will laugh when I say this because it's like, duh. But in the West Coast, it's not how it is. It's a beautiful, beautiful, sunny spring Sunday afternoon. And the game starts at 12:30. And you know what that means on the West Coast. It means people be bopping at about 1:45. Ah, what I miss?
Yeah.
Not this one. Dude, the seats were full.
Full.
At tip.
Yeah.
People
and
were,
it did tip about 12:50.
Of course. It's always a little late.
Because well, there was an overtime game, yes. I think, in the morning wave. And yeah, so it yeah. tipped a little bit late.
Always a little late. But no, man. People were in. They were ready. They were locked in. It was a nighttime sound during
Good.
The day.
Yeah, okay.
It was a vibe. It was really, really amazing. Just a great basketball game. By the way, we mentioned that we're giving tickets away. A lot of you are not going to win. Sorry for the spoiler alert. Not all of you are going to win.
Oh.
So I want to let you know also that as of noon today, tickets are on sale. This game didn't exist until 24 hours ago. So that means there's a bunch of new tickets that are just available. And if you do want to go to warriors.com, tickets are available for tomorrow night. All right, again, we're asking callers, just like, what do you want to say? What do you want to say about the Warriors season and the game yesterday? Joe in Concord next up on Willie and Dibby. Hi, Joe, what's up?
How you doing? So I'm not a big fan of celebrating like they do, or Curry in particular. Celebrate after you win the game. Because it's, to me, I see it a lack of composure. When he's celebrating and shimmying with his back to the ball, he needs to be playing defense. And when he's celebrating like that, what kind of message is he sending to the kids who look up to him?
I mean, Joe,
thank you, Joe. It's about the kids.
I don't know that I've ever seen an athlete in my entire life who does better with messaging to kids. That's what I would say.
In that moment? Where?
In any moment.
Yeah, I get it.
In any moment.
Yeah.
Like, I just... Here's what I'd say. Look, you're allowed to have whatever opinion you want. Steph Curry's been celebrating after shots his entire career, so has just about every other NBA star not named Kawhi Leonard at all times. You don't have to like it, and that's totally fine. I don't think I've ever seen Steph Curry get beat on defense because he's busy celebrating. I don't think I've ever seen poor messaging to children coming from Steph Curry, but these are all matters of opinion. The one thing that I will say is I've always found it very, very easy for fans to tell players what to do in moments of emotional overwhelm. And what a perfect day to talk about this, because if you haven't given yourself the 7 minutes to go watch what happened with Rory McIlroy when he won the Masters yesterday, this is one of the greatest moments
right.
in sports that I've
when
ever...
When he won the Masters.
Yes, understand.
Okay.
And I would bet he'd done all kinds of fist pumping and everything else along the way, too, that I saw.
But didn't do it when he fanned it on 18 in the bunker
and he made
bogey.
No, but when...
When he chunked it in the water on 13.
What hole was that where he had trees right in front of him and he lofted it up over and almost jarred the damn thing?
That was 15.
Yeah, and boy, he laughed and he's high-fived and there was all kinds of stuff going on.
No shimmy shake.
Yeah, it's golf. Yeah, and it's sure. Rory. It's a different person. The bottom line is it's so easy for us to tell athletes how to act in moments that are total emotional overwhelm that we've never experienced. Do you have any idea what that feels like to be at the center of a crowd of 20,000 people all screaming at you to hit a shot that you think really furthers your chance to achieve your goal and make the playoffs? There are millions more watching on TV, and we sit here and go, act like you've been there before. How the hell do you know what it looks like to have been there before? We've never been there before. I think that's crazy to tell someone to not have emotions fly through your body and react. I just think it's crazy. Crazy.
Well, yeah, I mean, he can do whatever he wants, and I'm not begrudging him for that, but when you shimmy shake...
You kind of are.
So you shimmy shake because you're up 4 with 2 minutes left, and then you lose in overtime. That, to me, comes off as a bad look. And
okay.
The very next possession, what happens? James Harden gets the ball and he drives right down the throat of your defense and he scores. And then from then on, Steph Curry committed 3 turnovers and he was patently not very good. So you're allowed to do whatever you want to do. But when you look at it, and I'm looking at it from an objective view, I love Steph Curry. I love this team. And when you shimmy shake with a 4-point lead with a lot of time left to go in the ball game and then you lose, it's fair to look at that and say, well, might have been a little bit of a premature celebration.
Yeah, but you're celebrating what happened. Like, you're acting
right.
Like the celebration is only based on the win. Like there.
Well, you're celebrating something that you've done 4,138 times before,
all the
right?
Moments in life that happen along the way that are worth celebration. It's not only about the final result.
Does he shimmy on every 3 that he makes?
Well,
of course not.
Why would we celebrate the win yesterday? Didn't win anything yet.
Well, you won a playoff spot. You avoided the play-in.
You'd like to celebrate the 6th seed?
You won a week off, and you could tell that Steph Curry would have loved to have a week off to like do things with his family and play golf, and now he doesn't get to do that.
If they win tomorrow night, the shimmy's back on the table then. Then it was correct, because it's all part of the journey.
Well, it depends on how he does tomorrow. If he wants to shimmy tomorrow... And I wonder how many times he's shimmied down 9
in a
game in the fourth quarter.
We're good. I can't even believe this is what we're talking about today.
The caller brought it up, and so I am just...
You brought it up.
Of course
I
brought it up.
You brought it up about 4 times since we started.
Well, and it's a thing.
I can't believe... Okay. All right.
Maybe you don't feel that way.
I very vehemently do not.
And apparently I do.
Okay, great. Awesome.
Right.
And I can't believe we're talking about this. We're sponsored by Safeway. 888-957-9570 is the number. We got tickets to the game tomorrow night. 4 o'clock is the time where you need to really lock in. But hell, you're here now. Let's lock in. What do you want to say about Warrior basketball after that loss yesterday? Anything. Anything goes. And yes, at a certain point here within the next hour, we do need to address someone who did not play basketball yesterday. And we will. 888-957-9570 is the number. It's Willard and Dibs.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Clippers up 122-119. Warriors playing for basically their playoff lives right here. Butler will throw it in. They circle around a series of screens. Heald gets open, cross court, quick shot on the way. No good. Rebound Harden. Foul with 3 seconds to go.
Hey, Aries, Buddy Hill. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7, The Game.
Oh, can we address the Buddy Hield shot real quick?
Sure.
Because that got a lot of people going. Just my take. You're already in a really, really bad spot. And you have to understand that teams now are very focused. When you're up by three with just a few seconds left to go, you don't let the other team shoot a three because that's the only way they can tie you. Now, they did let Buddy Hield shoot a three because a play got called, and they're sort of willing to let that player get on the loose. Kawhi Leonard was in Steph Curry's shorts, and I promise you that if you found a way for Steph Curry to get the ball, they would have tackled him. Tackled him. Hugged him. Done whatever. So the whole, like, how do you not give the ball to Steph that I've heard a lot, I don't even think is possible. You're in a spot where you need to sort of take one of your other options when you're there, because the other team can just foul you and say, go ahead, take your two free throws and cut the deficit to one. And now there's 4 seconds left and we have the ball. So they'll just do that game with you until there's nothing left on the clock, unless you run a really good play to open somebody up, and that somebody has to be somebody not named Steph. Now, if you wanted someone else to shoot it, cool. You wanted someone else to shoot it. And obviously, Buddy uncorked a complete duck. So that happened. But I don't think that that was that crazy of a play call by Steve Kerr. You're in a spot already by then.
Yeah, I mean, you're in a spot. There is 6 seconds left, so you don't need a three, like, desperately. You can get a quick two and foul.
Another way you could have played it, yep.
And I'm looking at the play right now, and you have Draymond Green in the short corner who is being guarded, which, fine. I mean, he's being guarded, but you're not going to go to him anyway. And the play you design is a cross-court overhand three. It's a long pass that Buddy catches off to his side, and then he, you know, pulls the trigger. And you're right about Steph Curry. And if you look at the replay, you've got Kawhi hugging him. And you've got Powell also there. You've got James Harden looking to help. You've got literally four Clippers who are in his area.
It's a triple hug, yeah.
Well, and Steph and Pods both set a screen to free Buddy. So the play is that Buddy goes from the near side all the way to the far side, and it's going to be a catch and shoot. And he catches it, and the throw is kind of behind him, and by the time he catches it, the defender is near him, and he shoots it, and yeah, it's an ugly duck, and for me, it was a little bit desperation. Like, if that goes in, wow, okay, we're tied, and if it doesn't, you lose.
Yeah.
So, for me, it might have been more sensible to have somebody else inbound the ball and try to get Buddy on the block and see if we can't get an and one or get Buddy a layup, and then you play the foul game. 6 seconds left is a little bit tough because it's getting a little late for the foul game. I get that, but for me, the long cross-court pass to Buddy Hield was not the one I was looking for.
Yeah, I get it. I think at that spot, if you can get an open three from anyone, quite frankly, you take it. That's probably your best shot, and they did, and he just executed it very poorly. And that's the way it goes. We'll go back to the phone shortly. Whatever you want to say about Warrior basketball as the regular season comes to an end. I just think yesterday was hard for two reasons. First of all, I look at stress in life as something that, like, you have to pay for later. You know, you can get through a moment, but if you got a lot of stress in your life, it's going to build up. It's probably going to get you. You're going to get pieces of your body that start falling apart or whatever later in life. Stress is not good, even if you're able to navigate through it. And so yesterday's loss is not concerning. They lost to a very good team in a high-level, like, mano-a-mano showdown that went to overtime. The outcome doesn't concern me, but it's frustrating because, A, it's going to add stress and time to your schedule because now you've got to play tomorrow night, and I also think that it's an ego slap. This team acquired Jimmy Butler and stated out loud, our goal is the six. You fell short. And now you get a label. You get a label that's not a fun label. It's called play-in team. And it has all of the minor league feel around it. There's no way around it. I mean, even like your record was only two games worse than the three-seeded Lakers. But there's nothing to do about the fact that you have to walk around, even if you get to the playoffs, even if you go play Houston and beat Houston, you're going to have people going, wow, a play-in team moving through the playoffs. You have that label. I think that's hard for fans. I think it's hard for the Warriors because it's sort of hard to have that label and also call yourselves championship contender at the same time. That's a tough putt. That's a tough putt.
Right, and you've been a play-in team three of the last four, right? Ever since the play-in tournament has been here, you've been a play-in team. You were last year, and you are this year. The year before that, you were a playoff team.
Right.
And then the year before that, I guess you were a playoff team. So maybe three of
five.
Yeah,
they were the three seed right. when they won the
year before that, you were a playoff team. Yeah. So, I mean, you've been a playoff team, a play-in team, rather, more than you've been a playoff team since they actually had
I think only three players on this roster were on those first-edition play-in teams. I think it's just Draymond, Steph, and Looney. I think that's it.
Right.
Everybody obviously was in the experience last year, but that's a very different one. You were not at the top of the bracket. You're at the bottom of the bracket. You're playing road games. You got housed. You weren't very good. We know the story.
Right.
This year, I think it's different. I'm certainly hoping it's different.
I mean, it should be. Yeah. You're two wins better than you were last year, right?
Right.
Last year, you were 46, and you were the 10 seed. This year, you're 48, and you're the 7 seed. And should you have beaten San Antonio? Yeah, you should have. Should you have beaten Utah the night of the trade deadline? Yeah, you should have.
Exactly.
I mean, could you look at four other games that you kicked away and you didn't win?
But don't you feel all the teams probably could point to four games on their schedule where that
was
stupid?
But if you're talking about a team that has this pedigree and this, and Draymond Green's talking about how, we're going to win the title. Okay, now you're going to have to win the title out of the play-in and be a team that the first one to ever do it. As a 7 seed, no team has ever won the title outside of the 6 seed,
correct,
which was Houston when they did that. So if you're going to fulfill that prophecy, that big talker Betty Crocker at the All-Star game, well, now you have to do out of the 7 seed. And it's because you gave it away against Utah because you all were, feeling some type of way about the trade. And then you gave it away against San Antonio because you couldn't close that one out.
I mean, why stop there? There were a bunch.
Right. But, what are we talking about then?
Well, I mean, because that's the way an NBA schedule plays out. I mean, the Los Angeles Lakers were up by 6 with 9 seconds left to go in Chicago a couple of weeks ago. They found a way to lose the basketball game. So you're going to always have those. I hear you.
But they still found a way to be the 3 seed.
Yeah,
so,
They did. And so that's where, but I do. I think those two labels are hard to put in the same sentence. Play-in team, championship contender. I think it's hard. And so there's I'm not saying you can't do it. You're allowed to. And if they win tomorrow night, you can say, even though they came out of the play-in tournament, it's like, whatever, who cares? They get 4 days off and now they're a playoff team. And they get to go play Houston, which is a better spot for them than L.A., in my opinion.
I agree.
So this could absolutely have a silver lining to it. And I could not remove that from my thinking yesterday, even though I wanted to. I was at the game. I watched the game. I wanted the Warriors to win. But every time they fell down by 3 or 4 points, I went, play the percentages is probably better if they lose. And I walked to my car feeling that way. Now, that could all get blown up with an awful performance tomorrow night. But if they win tomorrow night, I will then, in the safe house, contend that that was a better way. That ended up being a lucky break, in a way, that they won it on Tuesday instead of Sunday. But you got to go do it first, and so that's terrifying and stressful.
If they win tomorrow, would you predict that they would beat Houston
yes.
in that series?
Okay. Yes.
If they lose tomorrow and win Friday, would you predict that they would beat OKC?
No. Okay. If they lose tomorrow night, I will predict their downfall immediately.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't want it.
No, nobody wants it.
And I am often wrong, so it's nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
But my spin on this week, you got to win tomorrow night. There is no, and I think that they've got to go to the arena thinking that, and I'm sure they will. Don't go in there thinking about Friday. You can't go in there, you know what I mean? That's like the Warriors on the road in a game 6 situation. You don't go into that game like, well, we got game 7 back at home if we lose that. No. Here, now, win, move.
Yep.
That's it. And so that's the way I look at tomorrow night. Let's go to Tyler in Richmond. Hey, Tyler, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I was at the game Sunday.
Yeah.
Going tomorrow too. So just want to touch on a couple things. how I'm feeling, whatever. Going in, you were talking about how fired up it was. To be honest, I took the ferry over from Alameda. Man, it was packed the whole way in.
Yep.
I was like, okay, this is a vibe. And it was. Overall, the game, I have to say, you watch the stats up above off of the display. I mean, it's pretty much both teams shot the ball well. I mean, obviously, in the end, big part of the loss was rebounds. We know that. Zubac had, what, 17? And they all know it, the loose ball problems, all of it. I don't know. But really, Curry not showing up in the first half and then 8 turnovers and the rest of it. Okay. Jimmy picked it up. There was a point there, man, when it was ramping up and they went up 12. That was like one of the best defensive periods I've seen this year. Stripping balls.
Yes.
I don't know. There was like 3
yes.
steals. It was incredible. We were so fired up. It was like, okay, let's put this away. And rotations come in, whoever we want to call that on, whatever it was, either the playing or the coaching, started to fall apart. And, you know, came down to the wire. That's fine. I'm going to go half full, you know, half empty, half full here, because reality, what you were just talking about, I'm feeling a little better, to be honest. They take care of tomorrow. Rockets over Lakers, I'll take that. Inexperience. You know, Udoka's hardcore, obviously, from that last game. I mean, you know, he'll do everything. We'll know what game he'll play. But overall, you know, like Dunleavy was talking, it's 3 home games, man. You know, that was a hell of a game for the NBA period. Like, that's what they wanted to see last night. It's just it didn't go our way.
Yeah, sure. It's not 3 games, though, anymore. Tyler, thanks so much. It's 2 games.
Yeah.
And I don't look at it as 2
games. It's 1 game.
It's 1 game.
Yep.
It's 1 game, and you have to go win it. But that's a good breakdown. We haven't talked much about the rebounding as of yet. Look, if you know this matchup between the Warriors and Clippers, you knew going in they're going to get out-rebounded. Zubac is a problem for the Warriors.
Oh, yeah?
He just is. He's a problem for the Warriors, and people always get frustrated when the Warriors get out-rebounded, and we go, damn it, their size. And then I look at it, and I go, yeah, but, like, did you notice that they win, and they win, and they win, and they win a lot of basketball games? They're a really good team right now. The Clippers are, too. The Clippers are a tough matchup. The rebounding thing is scary if they do end up playing the Houston Rockets. That is a little frightening, and there's nothing wrong with that. But the Lakers... That presents a completely different problem. And I know the big thing you and I have talked about recently with the Lakers is the whistle and the way that those players play and the brand and just the size of all of that. So look, both of these series, if either were to happen, would have been hard. And now one of them's off the table. They're both going to be hard. They're both going to be really frustrating. Like I look at it as a fan experience. You know, you're either going to be dealing with Luka and the palms up and LeBron and the damn whistle, or you're going to be dealing with Dylan Brooks and Udoka over there yelling at Steph Curry and Van Vliet, who won a title against the Warriors once before. And just, like, it's going to be frustrating, but I give the Warriors a better chance to beat Houston than the Lakers out of the gate.
Yep, for sure. And I do think that if you want to play the conspiracy angle, if the league is looking at a... Warrior 2-7 Houston matchup and a Laker 3-6 matchup, the idea of the Lakers and the Warriors in that next round.
Round 2.
Yeah, I do think that the league, if they had their pick of all the matchups they could possibly get, that would be the one. So if you're somebody who believes in the conspiracy and the whistle maybe leaning one way or the other, that would be one that you would look at and think, you know, the league probably wants the Lakers and the Warriors to match up, like you said last week.
At some point, yeah.
Well, not only at some point, but in the conference semis, yep. For sure.
I think what the scenario you're talking about is actually if the league were going to sit down with a pen, this is what they would do, is that the Warriors and Lakers would play in round 2 and understand that the winner gets OKC. That's how they want the Western Conference to play out. OKC is a 68-win team. And they very much should go to the conference finals. We'll see if they're able to actually hold up their end of the bargain. But that's the TV thing. Get the Lakers and Warriors together and then play for the right to go see if they can take down the one seed and come out of the West. And that's very much on the table now, provided that the Warriors win tomorrow night. And then everybody's got to do their thing. And I think all of these series are going to be hard. I don't think the Warriors definitely beat Houston. I don't even think the Lakers definitely beat Minnesota.
No.
I think that's hard. I do think that the Clippers will beat Denver. And I think that the Clippers in round two for Oklahoma City, if that were to happen, I think that's going to be really, really hard for the Thunder. The only freebie I see as possible is if the Thunder do get either Memphis, Sacramento, or Dallas. Those don't feel threatening
to
me.
No, should be easy.
Yeah.
Should be easy for
them. I think those are five-game series or less.
Yeah, and if you do wind up losing tomorrow and you think about being the eight, you have to look at the full list of eight seeds who've ever beat the one seed, and there's only six teams who've ever done that.
I know one of them.
Yep. Which one?
They have a nickname. They're called We Believe.
Yeah, they beat the Mavericks in six, and that Maverick team, they won 67 that year.
Yep.
And you remember the Dikembe Mutombo moment where he's hugging the basketball on the floor?
Oh, right. That was when you only needed to win three games.
Correct.
Five-game series.
Denver over the Rainmaker and GP1 in Seattle in 94.
I do remember that.
The Knicks, yes, they beat the Heat in 99 in five, and then they went to the finals and lost. And then Memphis over the Spurs, Philly over Chicago, and then Miami, Jimmy Buckets. Just a couple years ago, they beat Miami in five when they went from the play-in all the way to the NBA Finals.
It was on Miami.
Yes.
You said they beat Miami.
No, they beat Milwaukee.
Milwaukee,
yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Let's go to Sushi Steve. Hey, Steve, what's going on?
What's up, guys?
Yo.
So my concern, and if this is premature and you guys don't want to take this call, just let me know.
No, dude.
I just can't.
Open table.
Let's go. Okay, so I can't get this out of my head, you know? Like, I watch every single game, every single minute. I see coming up like at the end. Like, Kerr's made his decision, and I don't see that changing. I mean, like, Kerr did say that, you know, and we've seen this in the playoffs, you know, for facing this.
No, we can't do it anymore. I'm going to put him on hold. See if I want to hear, like, Steve has got this big buildup for a point that we can't hear and he hasn't made yet. I think he wants to talk about Jonathan Kuminga, but see if we can get Steve to a better spot. Let's go to Coach Hall in San Diego. Hey, Coach. Thanks for calling.
Hey, what's up, guys? Appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah, man.
Real quick, I think the Timberwolves are going to upset the Lakers, and if all pans out well, I think we end up seeing the Clippers again in the Western Conference Finals.
Oh, wow.
But, yes. Yeah, I think that's how it's laying out to me. But yesterday's loss is on our big three, and by that I mean Curry, and Draymond. Draymond is pissing me off by not looking at the rim, holding the ball at the top of the key, waiting on Steph to come off 15 million screens when we all know what he's doing, and then turns it over. And then Steph with the eight turnovers. I mean, four of those was on him. You know, it wasn't even what the defense was doing. And then I don't know why Kerr went away from Moody. Moody was clamping boys yesterday.
Yeah.
I know he got into foul trouble, shooting slump, but his hands, his steals, his on-ball defense, if you're not even going to give Kuminga six fouls, at least play Moody, because I just don't think GP2's lateral movement is where it needs to be right now. So just play the dogs, man. Kawhi played 49 minutes yesterday or something like that. He should never play more minutes than Steph. So I just hope Kurt sticks to the dogs, play to win the game, in the illustrious words of Herm Edwards.
Yeah.
Taking my call.
Coach, it's a good call. I would have loved to see more Moses Moody down the stretch as well. I absolutely would have. I understand where the Warriors were at. I think there were some loose balls earlier in the game, one in particular that I think Draymond and Coach Kerr both thought that Moody should have gone for. So there were, I don't know if it was, you know, a hustle question or whatever, but it angered them. And so I don't think that he was holding it over his head or anything, but down the stretch, he chose to go with Gary Payton. And I'm kind of with you, Coach Hall, that right now, like, dude, that first half defense from Moses Moody was inspirational. Dude, there was a moment, like, there was a stretch of game where I'm like, they are playing incredible defense right now, and it was led by him.
Yeah, blocks and steals. He had, I think, two blocks and
three steals.
Or three blocks and two steals, and he was, like, filling up the stat sheet. And then in the second half, he played 12 minutes, and he took no shots. He had no rebounds. He had one assist. He committed three fouls, and that was about it. Yeah. So,
yeah, you got to get his shot going, man. You got to get his shot going.
It's been a while now.
It's been a while,
it's
I know.
It's been, you know, probably, what, 10 games of the three not
Dude,
dropping.
And he just needs to see one go in.
He does, and then you look late in that game, and, you know, GP2 didn't look to score, and Draymond Green, coach is right. He's, like, standing there waiting for somebody to throw to, and Steph is running around all crazy, and your offense was basically Steph, save us, or nothing.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, Jimmy Butler was fantastic, I thought, in this game. I thought Jimmy Butler was really good.
Yeah, I'm saying
really
late
good.
In the fourth.
Yeah, there was a stretch. Like, when they went up 111-107, I don't think there were many problems until then. And then something hit a wall. It hit a wall. They got sloppy. They turned the ball over. They lost the basketball game. So I'm not disagreeing with anybody who's focused on those things. But I'm not going to take this down the road of the Warriors didn't play well yesterday. They did. They did. The Warriors and Clippers played a freaking hell of a basketball game. And things left them at the wrong time. You know, you go up by four with a minute 45 to go in your own building. You should not be scrambling at the end, hoping somebody misses a shot so you can go to overtime. I'm not saying that the game's over when you're up four, minute 45, but you should be the one that kind of needs to be caught, not you playing from behind, which is the way it ended up in the end. So, yeah, that's frustrating. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We'll continue to be here for your phone calls, 888-957-9570. Don't forget, in exactly 18 minutes, it'll be 4 o'clock. And between 4 and 5:30, that's the window. That's the window where you need to be listening so that you can know the show and potentially win tickets into tomorrow night's game that we will give away late in the show. But you're going to need to know the show, and you're going to need to have the contest line, you know, in your notes app, and you're going to need to be ready. So be listening. I mean, you're already here, so just stay here. But you're going to need to be listening starting at 4 if you want to win those tickets to the game tomorrow night. All right? It's Willard and Dibs.
So here we go. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Leonard with it. Drifting across the logo. Comes back to the right side with four, with three, with two. Dribbles to the right. Fades into a jumper at the buzzer. It's no good. Guess what? We've got 5 more minutes of the season.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Guess what?
Tell me.
We've got 48 more minutes.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Of the season.
Hopefully we have, what's 48 times 7? That'd be 350 minus 14. That'd be 336.
I believe you.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes when you do math, it's better to do the big number and then subtract.
Well, but you did a 7-game series, and we don't know that it'll go 7.
But I want 7. Give me 7 against Houston.
No, I don't
Ooh.
Want. No.
Yes.
No, end it here. End it here.
No, you beat
Actually,
Memphis.
This is bad.
You play
juju.
Houston.
This is,
give me 7.
I don't know. This is like what you've been saying a shimmy is before the game's over. I don't want to talk about the Houston series. It doesn't exist yet.
It doesn't, but I can because I'm not involved. And when you are...
Yes, you can.
I can. I'm allowed to. It's actually my job is to talk about it, them, this,
all
of it.
But you're jumping tomorrow night. I don't want to jump tomorrow night.
I'm not jumping tomorrow night. I'm saying if tomorrow night happens, then if that happens, if they beat Memphis, then yeah, give me Houston and give me all of it. Give me 7 of those babies. Give me a full-on knockdown, drag out, one for the ages. And I love it. I'm here for it.
I watch Dylan Brooks as little as possible. I hope it's over in 4. That's my hope. It won't be, but that's what I will root for.
Give me Amen Thompson guarding Steph Curry.
Oh, God.
I think that he's actually going to guard him tomorrow night.
Not allowed to.
He's going to show up in his Rocket jersey, and during timeouts, he's probably just going to be guarding him.
We love to talk about they're allowed to. This is not one of those cases.
That might be
he's
a misdemeanor.
He's not allowed to play for Memphis. He has to play for the Rockets. By the way, speaking of guarding Steph Curry, the guy who does that normally for Memphis is Wells, is the one who got really badly hurt last week.
Oh.
So he's out.
Yeah.
That's who guards Steph Curry with Memphis. And he's not there anymore. So throw that into your analysis for tomorrow night.
Well, the spread is 6.5.
Yeah,
Warriors by 6.5.
They should win. They should win.
Sure, because they always win when they're favored.
They're better team. 8-8-8. I was surprised. Look, I wasn't going to touch that one with a 10-foot pole.
What were they yesterday?
I think they were like 4.5 when I saw it come out. I'm like, that's too much. Ask them. It's the Clippers talking about.
Right.
They're really good and a bad matchup. Like, no, we're not trying to cover a spread. That thing should be practically a pick 'em, which is kind of what it was. Dawn in Sunnyvale. Hi, Dawn. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Hi, yeah. I wanted to talk about Kerr's decision not to play Moody. I mean, he was fantastic on defense, right? 2 blocks, 3 steals. He shortened, Kerr shortened the rotation, right? So he's limiting things that way. I heard from Dalton Johnson on the earlier show, and I heard it from Slater that he didn't put Moody back in because he wasn't, diving for 50-50 balls.
Yep.
Which you could say that about everyone on the team. I just don't understand, with the games within reach, right? We actually thought we went ahead with less than 2 minutes left, right? We think we have this game. And I just think Kerr sometimes is just cutting off his nose, spite his face. Why penalize the guy who's the only guy, right, who's rattling Harden? Why would you do that?
Yeah, I mean, look, Don, thanks. I don't think that this is an unfair thought. I think that GP2 and Moses Moody play similar 3-and-D roles for the Golden State Warriors. And normally, the starting five is going to be the closing five. And so right now, normally, that would be Moses Moody. I get that on this particular night, Steve Kerr felt that he wanted to go with Gary Payton II. I don't think it ended up being the right move. But, I don't think it's some sort of egregious error and that we automatically, the Warriors would have won this game if Moses Moody was in there. I really like what he brings defensively right now. And so I know what the reputation of the players is, and GP2 is this brilliant defensive player. I do think that right now, what I'm seeing, Moses Moody might have become your best defender. But there were some things that concerned them last night. And I will tell you this, when you get to playoff basketball, and go ahead and count last night as a playoff game,
yeah.
Steve Kerr and the veterans on that team, they will coach the team the same way every time. And if they feel like you are not going after the ball with reckless abandon, it is almost an unforgivable offense. And that's what they felt, I think, at certain points with Moody last night.
Especially when that is kind of your role and your job. And I'm looking at Moses Moody in the third quarter. He played 9 minutes, and he took no shots. He had no rebounds. He had 1 assist, and he committed 3 fouls. And so he played the 9 minutes, he came out, and they put him back in there in the fourth quarter, and he played 3 minutes, and it was the same. No shots, no rebounds, yep. No fouls, no anything, really. And so I don't know if Moses is starting to, think about the fact that he's not shooting it great, and that's affecting all of the other little intangibles. You mentioned it earlier. The first half, defensively, he was amazing.
Just brilliant.
He was, slapping balls, deflecting balls, getting steals, getting dunks, blocking shots, the whole thing, and then the shot wasn't going down, and the shot hasn't gone down now for the better part of a couple of weeks, and maybe that's bleeding over, but, Moses, I hope you're listening. We need that. We as a Warrior fan base, you're it.
Dude, shoot your way out of it.
You have to.
Shoot your shot!
That's all you've got.
That's all you got.
And, right now you've got Kuminga, who is not in the rotation, GP2, who is not as good a shooter as Moses is. Pods, by the way, can we now officially take him out of role player designation?
Oh, of course.
Because we all talk about, the role player's this and the role player's that. This dude is not a role player anymore.
No, he was fantastic in
this
game. Yeah, he was very, very good on a number of fronts.
And
in
the
this
level
game.
Of chutzpah, yep. And I'll say this coming off of Passover,
yep.
And the moxie, he plays like a guy who thinks he's a lot better than he is. And
totally.
You know what? Maybe he is better.
Maybe.
He thinks he's 27, 13, and 9.
He thinks he's an all-star.
He thinks he's the best player ever.
And someday he might be, and someday that might cause a problem, but not yet. He plays like he thinks he's an all-star, but he also still in the moment understands that he's not Steph Curry or Jimmy Butler. So that's perfect.
Yeah.
For now. I don't know where this is going next, but for now, He's not scared. That's all I take from it.
No,
this is when we talk about these young players in the playoffs and what are you going to get from them. Oh, you think you're getting 25 from Pods in the playoffs? Well, you just got 19 in what had a game that had every single characteristic of a playoff game. So I thought he was fantastic. He's not scared, and that's huge.
He had 7 rebounds. The rest of the team had 18. So he had 7 rebounds, and you had Gary Payton had 4, Draymond 3, Curry 3. Jimmy Butler had 1 rebound.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler had 1 rebound. And I know that the Clippers out-rebounded you by 20, and the Warriors, by the way, only had 3 offensive rebounds. And so that's a thing. But Pods, he had 1 of the 3, and he had 7 total to lead the team. So whatever you want to say about, you know, Moody or Kuminga or anything else, Pods is no longer a role player.
Yeah, no, he was really, really good in this one. All right, 888-957-9570, Ray in San Rafael. Hi, Ray. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to give a little dose of reality and start thinking about what are we going to look like next year and, you know, when do we start dealing teams? I mean, the truth is, like, we played the Clippers. That was a fun game, but also a bit of a reality check. How far were we realistically going to go on in the playoffs? So, you know, are we keeping Jimmy Butler? All that stuff is really what we should be talking about.
I firmly disagree as much as possible, Ray. Like, love you, and you're not making incorrect points. I'm just telling you the way where my brain is. Boy, you're asking all the things I'm not thinking about right now. Do you know what I mean, Ray? And I get where that's coming from because you think that this is going nowhere, and I'm not there yet. I don't think Dibs is either.
That's fine. That's fair. And appreciate you guys.
Yeah, thanks, Ray.
Yeah, thanks, Ray.
I do not want to think about next year at all.
No, we're not there. Like, we're not even close to there. And we can, like, think about what those talking points will be. And there's probably 4 or 5 that all will be there. Depending on how this ends, the points will all be there. But right now, it's last night. They played pretty well. And they lost. Steph Curry had 8 turnovers. That's bad. And your offense late in the game bogged down. That's bad. You have a game tomorrow that if you win, you get to go to the playoffs. And then you get at least a week or 2 more of basketball. And then if they eventually lose a series, we can talk about all the questions that are out there.
Yeah, totally. Like, stay in the moment. It's hard. It's very, very hard.
Yeah?
Stay in the moment. They are favored to win a game tomorrow night. They are better than that team. That team hasn't beaten a good team in weeks. Like, win that game, and you're fine. You're fine. You go to Houston with 4 days rest. That Houston series does not start until Sunday. So you count them up. You would get Wednesday off, Thursday off, Friday off, Saturday off, and then you play a basketball game on Sunday, and then right after that, you will get at least 1 more day off, maybe 2 more days off. Nobody has even set any game 2 schedules as of yet. So there's a very, very healthy possibility that, like, what you're looking at, if the Warriors win a game tomorrow night, you will play Houston 4 times over the next 2 weeks.
Right.
2 weeks, and you've earned at least 4 games with the Houston Rockets. And I'd be pretty shocked if you lost them all. So, like, this has got, I still see this as having a long way to go. If your brain is some, like, the type that just cannot prevent itself from jumping to, well, Warriors are not really going to do this for 2 months and win a title. Well, I can agree with you and think that that feels like kind of far-fetched in this moment, but it doesn't matter. Because we're not there yet, and I'd argue the idea of the Warriors really contending this year, it keeps going back and forth from sounding far-fetched and not. It's been going back and forth like that since the turn of the calendar this year. So we're in a moment where you're down a little bit, and I would argue it's because of the ego thing that I'm talking about, which is you're a play-in team. That doesn't feel good. Win a basketball game tomorrow night and all that stuff's going to go away.
It feels better if you win tomorrow, and then you've got a game Saturday or Sunday in Houston, game 1, best of 7.
Yeah.
Yep, Sunday for sure. Yeah. Yep, okay. And that's great. And so you would get Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday all off, and you're an older team, and you're a 7-2, and I wonder what the official odds maker would say. And I would bet that it's probably Houston favored by a little bit, but I would bet that it's probably the most narrow odds of all the possible matchups.
Let me, I think that we can get that. I'll try to get that for you here in a second. First, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, in HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.